guys who are here, the young generation who are sitting here right now, definitely they have to first go into prevention. The prevention is for the youngsters and the children. So if you take care right away right now, you can allow your forthcoming generation to prevent for the coming atmosphere, which is gonna be a very difficult for them at the mechanism, and that already you are somewhere doing with your proton and neutrons here. Now this is very common slide, but I would like to say here that wherever I was working in US or in Europe, and I was working with so many academy, I found it like, we are talking about global warming everywhere, but I feel that the environment, everybody is working and something is happening there, but what is happening towards, we are talking like, prevention, I can see that the people is not giving priority to it. But I think it's the high time now we have to work on the prevention, and we have to look forward. Like as a psychologist, I say I want to change others, we want to change environment, but how many of us are looking forward that yes, we need to look ourselves, and we need to change to our humankind as well. We need to get back to the mother and the mother's womb, and then we need to work on their cellular mechanism over there. When I'm giving, as a malnourished mother is giving a malnourished baby, so the already, what you are working, you say that I love my baby, but then already you have given a pain to your baby with this anemic condition, with the malnourishment. So if once you are not healthy, you cannot give a better future to your children. That is the present scenario. This is what I would like to say here, and I would like to start with here. Like, these are the, what you see, 90%, we should talk about the probability in the world what is happening. So these are the very common word which we say in TOI, everywhere it comes, obesity, pain disorder, malnourishment. But if you connect, if I am obese, I have a pain, I will become a malnourished, I will develop either see respiratory diabetes or hormonal disorder or cardiovascular disease. These are a DNA base. Like, if you have inherited something out of it, and when you are malnourished, something come up in you. So that you have to decide that you want to be malnourished and you don't want to do your lifestyle management in daily routine. So you end up with something which you have within. So we cannot blame anyone except ourselves. So, and you can connect anything, like, if I have a pain because of my mobility restriction, I am obese, then I am malnourished, then I might have anything out of it. Mental strain is, stress and anxiety is a byproduct of everything. So mind doesn't matter actually, if I say. Now the situation has changed. You are physiologically fit, automatically the byproduct is your mental fitness. So that is very important, and we should not get confused between the mind and body about it. Now again, if you say low income, middle income, high income, lots of research going on, but what is the ultimate outcome by WHO or anyone is this. Major health concern of the modern world. If I say the, COPD. Now this is not only COPD, I say the weak lungs. I would like to come down to the subject in a very, very basic way, weak lungs. Are we, when the child is anemic and you are giving a birth to the malnourished baby, they already into the debilitating conditions, already the carbon depletion is happening within them, already they are first breathe is with the carbon more than the oxygen, they cannot eradicate that much what they have within. Here I would like to get back now to Mumbai, sorry, I think it gets over. Get back to our area, Mumbai, Maharashtra. Now, I would say that not because we don't have an open space. Only, this is not the only reason. The reason, there are many reasons which is where we are capable to avoid it. As a parent or as a grandparents or as you are youngsters and you are giving a birth to a baby. So, definitely you have to look into these numbers. Now this is very common, and how it is having a psychological carbon, mental carbon, I always say that there are two carbons, and we as a human can have the correlation with the environment that way, that if the environment is giving you too much, you have multiple things to deplete it inside within. And then what if I talk about O2, then I have a big question mark on it. Because I am not following any lifestyle, I don't have any healthy food, I don't put my hand into good choices, and here how I am only on blaming others, so my arrows are going only out. Okay, I would here just little bit. I would like to talk about my subject, as you all are brains here, and let's talk on that direction so you can connect why I am talking about prevention so much. So my intervention in the school on 1,000 children I have taken from 5 to 12 years. So I have made a 3 group, 5 to 7, 7 to 9 and 9 to 12. And in that 3 group, the teachers were had participated, management has participated and parents have participated. I have taken Ayush Ministry in an NIN. So NIN has come for the regular interventions to the school to check and to give the lifestyle without medicine. So, you know, there are lots of parental workshop has been taking place. So, exercise form, and very simple, if you see, I have taken nothing very big thing I have taken. I have taken simple, what a child when they are in the school, what do they do? So, Surya Namaskar, we talk, but how many actually do it every day? If I say 5 Surya Namaskar, how many of you do it? 5 Surya Namaskar, 3, how many of you do it? See, so it's like this is what my observation was, that we are talking, you know, we are into the hypothetical talk of Surya Namaskar, Ramdev ji, yoga, ye, and you know, we just get together and talk about our analysis on yoga. But if I tell you how many you do, this is what happened, and this is what was shocking me everywhere. You know, you see only on yoga day, so many people are doing yoga, and then there is no yoga. So, and in the school, what I find it that if the PE teacher take every day, I never given them that you have to do 11 yoga or 11 Surya Namaskar. No, at least you do one Surya Namaskar every day. Can you do that? So, you know, this is how I have started. And the children then come up and they say, today I did 11, today I did 21, today I did like this. So, the PE teacher has started increasing the number of Surya Namaskar by their willingness. Now the pranayam, here I have gone, this intervention preparation, pre-preparation, I have taken 6 to 7 years for the pre-preparation of the subject. So I have been to NIN because naturopathy, I never knew about it, so I need to work on naturopathy through NIN. So 3 years I worked on it, what is exactly the subject all about. So you must be knowing Dr. Kulkarni at Kaivalya Dham, and then at NIN, they are doing lots of research on pranayam. So as per my hypothesis, I feel that what we are breathing in, what is happening when, you know, is it that children's lungs are capable? Is the volume is going till alveoli? So if I am doing any pranayam, so is it happening actually, the expansion of lungs is happening? So then, you know, I have modified some pranayam, and then I have created one pranayam for the children specially. And I have given a name, Pran Vyayam, in my PhD, in my thesis. And that I got approval from NIN, I have taken from Ayush Ministry. And then I have implemented it, and a tremendous result we could see because of that exercise. And you know, you can, it is a kind of stress test also. Yeah, I can guarantee it that here you all are sitting here. If you will do this, you will get to know that on count I can tell you that on 10 how much you can do. So you might be stop on 2. So you can, you know, without going into the internal study, you can understand that you are breathing from alveoli or from bronchioles. So your palpation are high. So your PI index is affecting. So your RR is affecting. So definitely when your RR is affected, your PI is affected, your SpO2 is affected, and definitely it is directly related to your mind. So here, if anybody is feeling every day, you know, jitters, they sit and they study for some time. See, education and study for us in research is our conditioning. So we do it. It happens. I can sit for 8 hours. But then is it the productivity of that 8 hours has to happen the way you guys are doing it. So even therapy, I have given diet and counseling. Diet was compulsory, 70% diet. So what we have done it with the principal and all, we have made it mandatory in the school, no, in the tiffin, no wafers, nothing. So every day there is a volunteers who used to take care, and the class teacher used to take care about it, that the children are not having it. Second, we have extended our services to the canteen and the ferias who are outside the schools. And we have taken a workshop for them, and we have taught them that what you can sell. We are not against your marketing conditions, but you can change the choice. So we have worked on the choices around the schools. So this is how we have extended it. Now, psychological parameter, mental health inventory, I don't know, because when I did lots of, we have to do literature reviews, right? So during the literature review, there are so many things you get to know. When you do that, what research I am doing, how many I have done, what is the difference between their research and my research, and what exactly I am looking at. So MHI was always been very extensive. The people has not opt for it. I opt for it for one reason. Because as per my hypothesis, I used to feel like, you know, glaciers, again, this is a very common slide, but you see it's a rock is above and the reflection is double the down. This is how our body is. So psychologists, as a psychologist or anybody, a psychiatrist, you can speak to them. If you are not physically fit, your mental repercussion is going to be double. So what is happening to us? You know, depression. Okay, I can call this as a depression. So I am in depression or I am in stress, and then I am taking psychiatric medicine, I am going more and more deeper in, but then on the rock style, I have never checked that maybe my B12 was so down with my other micronutrient deficiency. Even in B12 there is a magnesium. Now new things are coming up in neutrogenomics, if you see neutrogenetics. If you see there are combination in B12 that if there is no magnesium, the absorption level is low. So definitely it's going to affect you. There is, it's a waste then. If D3 and B12 is low with the vitamin C, it is never with the depressive medicine, anti-depression medicine is going to affect differently on you. Because you don't have any sustainability of medicines, maybe the given right way. But before that, are you capable to take it? That is how the lifestyle management takes place, you know. Lifestyle management is very, very important, even whatever you are going through. So physically fitness is most important, then the psychological fitness takes place by itself. So whenever any psychological issue happen, first look into, am I physically fit? So your divergence start, you get to know. So many cases of depression we have solved through this theory. Now in MHI, why did I choose MHI is because of this. The environmental mastery is there. If you see in the children, you know, we don't need to do too many things. We really don't need to do for us also. Even mental health inventory can done by you all. Any age group can be done. So even their statistic calculation is positive and negative. It's again a different story. But here I will stick to the subject and say that this is completely, see, if you see all the relative conditions of the six different parameter, it is the complete personality development of the child which the counselor can follow. In any school, the counselor doesn't have to go into any confusing system. They can correlate their lifestyle with the mental ability conditions, and it's all ready. This kind of subjects are all ready we have. The material is ready to implement in the school. Even class teacher, if the school doesn't have fund, I said principal that you train class teachers. They are almost, they are the counselors. There are certain things which they can take care of by themselves. I did pre and post. Objective was very, very simple. I didn't want to make it, because my simple objective was that if you are daily, if your choices are good, you can definitely be healthy and your parameters on performance changes. This was my hypothesis. So exercise and appropriate diet would positively be improving children's total health, and these are the minus one. These are the independent variables and dependent variables. Now this is how the structure takes place. Now even for you all, in daily life you have your lunch, you have your dinner, you have your breakfast, you drink water, you do exercises. If you are having a wrong postures, you are going into completely wrong directions by doing and choosing exercise and going and doing gymming. If you are doing gymming and you are taking a high protein, but then are you capable to take those proteins as well? So here if you see the food intake, physical activity is important. Health indicator, CBC. You know, if you really want to maintain your health, you don't need to do more tests. Just get it done, your CBC, your ESR. There are major things is in your hand, and you'll get to know something is going wrong there. And then the second thing comes, why am I, if CBC is fine, then the next thing comes. So just, this is a general, for general people, for general population in the school where we don't want to spend more money. So this way we can just, you know, target the children for their good health program. This was the feedback. This is still happening. In any school if you go, this is happening to everyone, even to us also. Even this is not only, now here I can start working on it, that here you can start connecting you for the lifestyle, that this is for us also. Then we have worked in the school for their breathing exercises. This was very significantly, the results has come for the pre-post for all the parameters, which we have taken every 3 months and 40 days. So respiratory we have taken every 40 days. So there were, recurring, we have seen that the elevation is taking place in their capacity, lung function capacity. The mental health, if you see again here, the amazing fact has come that mental health is taking time. Physical health is showing very fast improvement. So if something comes in your mind and if you are not physically fit to implement it, it is taking time. But again, the age group work differently, 5 to 7, 7 to 9. 7 to 9 age group is the most promising age group. You know, here I would say that even Stanford University has just 8 months back, they have done the research and they come up with that at the age of 7, the dominance genes can go into recessive if the lifestyle been taken care of the child. So here see, you can see the major difference. Again, 9 to 12 in the puberty age, the resistance are there. Yes, sir. Okay, it's like dominance genes, like, you know, from my parents. I have, in my family, I have a diabetes. They're very simple. So that diabetes, definitely my children are having as a DNA in them. It's carry forward as an hereditary, right? So father to daughter. So if it is carry forwarded to her and if she is not taking care, right, she is inviting the problem, because now the environment and the food adulteration and the environment adulteration both are there. So definitely that's what I started with, that any kind of deficiency is, you are actually, you know, inviting your DNA to come and, you know, give you a diabetes. You can actually work on it. There is no problem if you start working from now. Findings and observation. There are lots of lack of awareness and implementation. Even in the school, teachers, if you go right now also, I give lots of talk in the schools. Even in IIT, we are doing a program regularly. We are training their sports team. So there also, even I can say, I can give you a challenge, a fitness challenge one day. And let's see that how fit you are. And there are BIP tests, there are yo-yo tests, but that is not only for the sports, there are breathing tests. So you get to know without blood work, we can tell you that how fit you are. And then the strategy and the statistic come that after 5 years, what will be your muscle strength? After 5 years, what are the problem you are inviting? At least postural problem. And through that, what you are inviting, that all we can tell you. Even this is long back, you know, this slide, why I kept it, because 40% of school children were lacking in minimum muscle fitness at that time, 8-9 years back I got it. Today it has increased. I have worked in many schools in Juhu and even in Malad, or even I was in Portugal, that time also I got an chance to do work with the schools. Everywhere the muscles are not that strengthening, like right now what we have, our children doesn't have that. Maybe the micronutrient deficiency has gone into them. Then we are on supplement somewhere now forever. Our children are on supplement forever. So D3 and B12, once they stop making it, so from where will we give? We will give them through supplements. And I feel that supplement is always one of the carbon we are again putting in our mouth. Now, if you see the early prevention result, this is something, this is my PhD, complete observation, and I have structured this. So we can have a talk on this subject, that 5 to 7 years, the brain development is a short-term benefit. Now you take it like, if the mother is not healthy, given a birth to healthy child, so during the school time, if the child is not picking up mathematics or the linguistic conditions or some dysgraphic conditions, we show them, oh, this child can't do this, this child can't do this. But we never see that this child is physically not fit. There are some deficiencies, and because of that it is happening. So, you know, if the child is healthy, the brain development and long term is cognitive education performance, and we can see that. Cognitive education performance healthy. That's why we are giving support to the sports more. Because if they are... Oh, sorry. if they are healthy, if they are playing sports, they are healthy. And if they are healthy, definitely I have is there inside. And 7 to 9, see growth, muscle mass, body composition. This I did it in 2011, 12 and 13. And right now Stanford study has come just now, which I can correlate with my outcome and their outcome. It's the same, like, you know, say 7 to 9 years, their growth, muscle mass and body composition, and the long term is immunity, work capacity and respiratory function. When the child is growing 9 to 12, and if you continue, at least I'm not telling every day you have to maintain your daily quotients, at least 5 days a week, we can. And metabolic program of the glucose, lipid, protein, hormones, so that's a puberty age when such things happen. So, you know, if you are properly in your daily body quotients, definitely you are delaying the diabetes, obesity, aging, cancer and stroke. This is one of the real simple outcome of my study, and here we are not giving medicine, nothing. It's daily in the school, it's happening. My children are going, like you guys, every day you come, you work for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. But then during that you have your choices, you have to make your choices, because then you are piling on your all the mismanagement. And this is how you come up when you are supposed to, your potential which you worked hard for it, then you are not healthy to even, you know, showcase that what you have done for yourself. Result, yes, this is all completely, and I have done the video recording, and I have called 400 doctors on my intervention before converting into theses. So my numbers, which I am supposed to make my thesis, before that I did open my intervention, and I have called all the children, their parents and then the doctors from Ayurveda, from naturopathy, from allopathy, from all the field and the psychiatrist. So this I have taken it in Malad. So that time we have shown this. And okay, the interesting statistic, which is difficult but not impossible, to motivate the children we do so many things during PhD. So I have given them one piggy bank, and because it was a socio-economic school, the parents are into the bhaji market and all, they were doing all other work, and they are, some of them are addicted, some of them are smoking, some of them are having tobacco, drink, everything. So there are other so many outcome, you know, this is for the society. See, 20% in India we are blessed, 80% are in this condition. So, you know, if certain projects, if we take it up and if we take it to this level, we can change the scenario of our own country, even in the world, if we start working on it. See, if one student given piggy bank, saving daily, every day I have asked the canteen person, samosa, garib se garib bachcha bhi 5 rupya kharcha karta hai. Can you imagine 5 rupees? And if I, when I had a talk with the parents, the cigarette pita hun, ke bidi pita hun, kitne ki hoti hai? Haan, 7-8 rupay ki hoti hai. Drink karta hun, kitne ka? इतने का होता है. सो 15-20 रुपए तो वो कैसे भी करके अपने डेली लाइफस्टाइल पे खर्चा करता है, या तो 25 रुपए तो वही हो गया. सो लाइक दैट वी मेड अ स्टैटिस्टिक एंड आई हैव गिवन देम पिगी बैंक, एंड द रिजल्ट वाज अमेजिंग. इट वाज लाइक दैट द मैनेजमेंट थॉट दैट वी कैन हैव वन सेपरेट बॉडी, सो यू नो द स्कूल कैन रन बाय देयर ओन मनी. So this can taken up as a subject of you know, very very big, as an activist somebody can take it up. So imagine, even the parents will start at home. They started so well. Some parents, when they, my intervention day, they came and they said that this much we have saved. And amazing thing, they have visited less doctors. So that money also been included. That first I used to go twice or a thrice a month because of my cough, cold and, you know, changing environment. Every day jaake main doctor ke paas 25 rupiya 50 rupiya deta tha, wo bhi mera save ho gaya. So, you know, out of 500, if I get 5, I was very happy. Yeah. No. Even I see every businessman gets their business. That is not a problem. This is something, you know, which is for the humankind. And if we don't stop here, ma'am, it is very, very dangerous ahead. If we can see through, if we don't take this subject so easily, the word lifestyle management. See, there are certain words, lifestyle management, yoga, positive thinking. These are so much achievable words that we don't look into it. If somebody is talking, we are not interested, and we just get up and we don't want to listen anymore to those things, because we know it. But then go beyond that. See the severity. If I'm talking today, believe me, in all the school you go randomly and check, you ask the principal what is the condition of the children in their school. See, IGD Somani se leke I am working till the BMC schools. I know that there is nothing, no high income is eating pizza and they are eating vada pav, that's it. But it's happening everywhere and they are not in good health. So it's, that's why they are more on mobile, because if we are, when you are on digital, no, you don't have to apply your head. Because already somebody has applied head and made that app and they are earning out of it and we are wasting our time on that. So here why I have written and with the red line, nutrigenomics, global nutrient deficiency. We are three, four scientists who are working. Even with me, there are three more from UDCT. We are working on nutrigenomics where certain, like curcumin or gudichi, moringa, for the diabetes, even the MCT oil is coming up now. So medium chain triglycerides. So I went just depth of nutrigenomics and I said medium chain triglycerides. So it's a six chain. It is a hexagon. So we change the in MCT oil, in coconut oil, there are lots of variations. And I think that if the chemistry students are here, because they are doing it, I am not specialized in that. So they have separated that MCT oil and that's why they are called MCT oil, which is even diabetes people can take, anybody can take it, and it actually supple your muscles, it strengthen your muscles, it helps in diabetes, it help in obesity, you start losing weight by doing nothing. So but right now it's, the cost is coming very very high. We are trying to work on it that we can bring it down. In other countries it is coming flavored, but we have decided no flavor, nothing is going to be added in those kind of subject. Yeah, you can read this, because I really know that you and me, that things which has been written should not be readable. Okay, yeah, this was very nice. In University of Colorado, when I did my PhD that time, this here in Colorado, the prevention this person was doing. So, and my PhD was, my concern was simple, that there are lots of carbon from all the way we are taking in and we don't have enough oxygen, and in coming era, it's going to happen. So, how to work on it? So, even he said that lots of awareness and lifestyle, if we are not doing this, no magic is going to happen. No science will help unless and until we individually take that responsibility to work on it. Because here, if I have 50 people here, I multiply it with 4. So at least, you know, one person can change minimum 4 people's mind and prevention start taking place here. DRI, there is daily routine questions. DRI is very important. Daily routine importance. If, how many of you actually believe in daily routine importance? How many of you? Right? How many of you actually could follow this DRI? Tell me very frankly. Because is it giving you a stress by just thinking, अरे अभी पानी पीना पड़ेगा, अभी 6:05 हो गया, अभी योगा करने का टाइम हो गया, it become a joke, you know, for everybody. अभी क्या 8 बज गया, अभी मेरा चाय पीने का टाइम हो गया, अभी 9 बज गया मेरा. No, don't take it that way. Remove that from your head. Leave everything behind. Don't restrict it to time. You got up, you had a good sleep. Now when you got up, you do just 2-3 exercise, movement, 10 good movements, fine. 10 minutes in the morning, done. Don't take stress of that you need to do 45 minutes exercise or one, but do right exercise. Whatever you do right. 10 minutes is enough. 10 right movement of all your joints, enough. Then water, tea, coffee, to वैसे भी पीने ही वाले हो. But when it has been given as a structure to you, कि तुमको करना है, then the resistance starts. Because I want to do anything. I don't want from anybody to tell me anything. But then when I'm obese, when I'm having pain, I don't have solution. So I go to doctor, and when the doctor prescribed me, again then the dual mind is there. 2 din mein karungi, phir teesre din se again I am into the same mind. So believe me that each of you could connect now here, that how you can have the best choice. Energy is important, of course. This I'm skipping that slide. It's not needed, because they all know that how CO2 and O2 happens. Now this, you can have a talk here. Do you believe this? First of all, I really wanted to tell you, This is a just simple one Google slide. Again, you know, carbon dioxide toxicity is related to your genes. Absorption, your as per your genes, your carbon toxicity you absorb at the particular organelle level. Your certain organ, your certain system is weak and that absorb more carbon. Do you believe this? Any biogenetic person here? Any biology person here? All physics? So this is, see, if anything happening to you, you need to work on this now, because definitely it is, if you increase your good breathing exercise, a good breathing exercise, there are two things which here I want to ask. Do you think that the deep breathing, deep inhales in yoga is right or not? I want to know this. Deep breathing is right or wrong? Right? Sure. Do you think that the environment has the enough thing in around you which you can shuck in, you can take in? See, it was right when, no, even the garden is not free now. It's better. But then you have to choose the place, but then who will check that? That is a different altogether. Yeah, you have to. Now in deep breathing, there is one controversy which came up, but then it is easy. Number one, see, if you take a deep breathing, do you have whatever you take in, pollutants or carbon, do you have enough oxygen within to remove that? So you are depositing little bit more and more every day by doing deep breathing. The time has come now, you need to learn the shallow breathing. And actually the shallow, if you see our olden eras, in olden time, the Mahavir, Buddhas, they used to, in any meditation, you just have to allow breathe, you just have to see your breathe, right? It's going, coming, and it just start here and it close here. How many of you believe that when you take breathe, do you think that it is going on your head, it is going in your stomach? Some people say I can feel here, some people say I can feel here, some people say I can feel on my head. When you breathe, do you feel? No, right? It happens, it's an autonomous system. We human doing nothing, it happens by itself, and we should allow it to happen. But then we should regular, any exercise is improvising your system. So breathing exercise in a right way, it is improvising your system. But the shallow breathing now, in present era, we have to teach our children that don't gulp air in more through your deep breathing. So there has to be, and this is again I said, ma'am, that breathing, breathe to live. I do a workshop on that. We teach that, and scientifically, that how to breathe actually, and how the shallow breath takes place. It's rebound of environment. Definitely the mental, even you know, when you are breathing very deeply, sometime your neck muscles you are pulling in, you know, you don't know. If you are having spondylosis and if you are taking deep breathing, over a period of time, after pranayama also you feel pain many a time. I don't know how many of you have realized, because I get in my center so many such cases, and we have solved by just changing their pranayama. So changing scenario of education, of course, is one of the very important thing. Complete efforts, body need habit and discipline. Mind is a secured mind, practice and skilled patience. So what do you want from mind? You need to work on your body and you have to condition your mind. We always see the fun out of it. So, you know, fun and achievement, definitely. But that is what we look into. We never see things the way we want it. So it has always been very, very superficial when we see something or we listen to something. Like you can easily see from the slide, you know, we human brain has a different compartment. Our hypothalamus, upper epiglottis, everything has its own area to work for. But we have always replaced it. We have always replaced it. We have replaced our work progress with escapism, excuses, satisfaction. Not you guys, okay? Not you, not for you. This slide is not for you. But yeah, you have your extended family at home. You might find your answers there. So self-growth, which is careless, let-go attitude, achievements with argument, anxiety and anger. Yeah, this might bring us, even I can't keep myself out of it. Nutrition and illness. Only this 5 parameter. If we manage this 5 parameters, you are 80% of health you can achieve very well. If you have not knocked any door of any disease, you can always keep them closed for you by maintaining certain parameter. Now here the herbs and remedies. Lifestyle management, when I had a topic, and live on, I kept it, because live on is with the environment and with yourself. Whatever you get, whatever we consume, that we become. Can you think life without food, not having food at all? No, right? Any research you do, any virtual research you do, anything you do, but you have to have food. So you cannot escape from choice of your food. This is so major, and I don't know, we don't give importance at all on our choices. So this basil, mint, I have taken some few herbs. Again, I'm telling you, okay, in your kitchen, just few, 4-5 herbs, you keep it, and you can see the magic in your health. This can help really, the basil and mint. You boil, not more, 2 glass of water and just 5 leaf. Little pinch of ajwain. You don't have to, you know, boil too many things in water, because water also has its own chemistry. So this is actually the balance water, I call, which keeps your lungs free from the mucus. It doesn't allow mucus, because tulsi has it. So like tulsi, through the tulsi, there are so many medicines, basil medicines. They have taken extract and made a medicines, cold cup syrups also, if you see. So the base is always nature. So why not I directly ask from my mom, in spite of taking from anything else. So, you know, why don't you start this kind of morning boil water at least thrice a week? You can see a definite change in you. Even your work capacity will increase. You will not feel tired by drinking. If whenever you have cough and cold, you can drink 2-3 times. Even after your dinner, after your lunch, this minor changes. Your knee pain, your back pain, your muscle pain, your neck pain, when you are studying, like all students, you are always on a computer. You are having a headache, or you know, you feel very drowsy, you feel not good. So in spite of having coffee, you should have such things, which helps a lot. Again, ginger and fresh turmeric. Here, you know, the never remove skin of ginger and turmeric, because the high mineral and protein is just below the skin. You just have to wash it properly. And you can have it every day, little bit, even in the water, just a pinch of it. You don't have to take more. So just few herbs keeping in the kitchen, you can make multiple remedy, multiple. Even you can have it in your dal, you can have it in your vegetable, fresh. So you know, separately salad khane ko kantala aata hai. So you know, when you make your dal, so dal banane ke baad, you just tell your mom to grate it, it's over, it's done, you know, you can have it, that very very fresh ginger dal. Even if you see this hing and sauf, this is a very good combination. You can make this powder at home any time a day in the water, you can have it. Upset stomach, even you know, flatulence, feeling continuous uneasiness, or you know, getting bobs, not feeling good, food is not getting digested very well. This kind of powder, you make it and keep it with you. It's the same proportion. Jitna hing lete ho, utna hi saunf lena, and that's it. So after your lunch here, you can always remove from your bag and have it in a warm water or a plain water, and drink that water. Shanti se kahin pe bhi pee sakte ho. Methi and ajwain. Again, this is for the diabetic people. If anybody is here diabetic, I would say that make the mixture of this, take the equal proportion, keep it that with you always. You will never feel low with your energy. You can have 2-3 times a day, empty stomach, then before lunch, then before dinner, and night at sleeping, while sleeping. So these are the natural ingredients which doesn't have any side effect. Daily physical quotient, yeah, see, maintain daily exercise, the form of exercise, yoga, walking, cycling, running, adventure sports, sports activity. And important of breathing, the three things: diet, breathing, and right exercise. I don't know how many of you have done your postural correction checkup. Any of you? Any posture correction? Do you believe in posture corrections? your gate conditions. But that is what I'm telling you. You say that yes, but then are we implementing on the same?
No, but most of the people are not told about it.
Very rightly said. I so much agree with you, sir. That in this present era, when we are talking about all the advancement, why we are lacking with our fundamentals. These are our fundamentals. And so many cases in my clinic, if you just ask my doctor is here, that just because of their improper posture, they have land up into so many deformities. And why? I always ask that this you would have prevented. Today you are just listening and you might be feeling boring, because I'm very much used to it. But because they say, ma'am, you are a little bit ahead of time, you know, abhi time hai. Time nahi hai. That's what I believe. There is no time. You youngsters don't have time. Because jab tak aap itni mehnat karke apne liye kuch kamane ki shuruaat karoge na, you have already invested enough in your medicines. You can call me after 15 minutes if I am 15 years if I am alive. Take my number. I always say, because bam, it is very, very difficult, and everybody, everywhere the scientists are working on it, and all are little bit worried because that prevention has to be taken up as a very big step now. It's very, very high time. Yeah, healthy eating doesn't have to be boring. Yes, I can tell you this. I have made a project on Code Green. And I have made in the schools the entire canteen and the recipes. I have made mothers to cook good food, not naturopathy based food. But there is some health and hygiene which one has to follow. Merge environment and efforts. So immunity inbuilt, you have to merge it. Habit and attitude with the environment, you have to create. And discipline and vision for the future is your efforts. So you have to give. See, if you love your subject and you have a better vision for your future related, you are possessive about what you are doing, then please 25% of your time you give it to your health. That's my request. So let's awake, arise and act. This is Swami Vivekananda. I always relate with him because he always believed that you have to do now if you are doing anything. So positively, my journey is on. I keep talking this. If there is a one person also, I will talk with the same intensity, because that one person might give difference to many. So my efforts will always be like this. Thank you so much for listening very patiently. Any queries, any question, anything if you want to ask me.
slowly this was one thing. Okay, when you did this, what happened? Can you tell me the breathing is going inside or is it just happening, it's just stuck here and here, stuck here and then here, right? So when you did this 1 minute, some of anybody who felt a little uncomfortable to check you on the situation. It takes, you just have to surrender yourself, you just have to allow yourself that 1 minute. The second step now, why I did, this is a basic happening of our breathing and answer, right? The basic thing. Second step is long below, which is very much in practice, and which I am taught, telling you that we can't do that way. That is my view, because either we should be in Himalayas or either we should be in certain areas where 100% HG is measured and then we can work on it. So the second is zoom below. So if you see this, when you do this, the breathing takes place by itself, okay, going in out. So just observe very carefully what I am doing. Outside. I'm taking inhale, but by inhaling, I was not moving my own, right? I can do this. You don't have to do this. Believe me, you are a scientist. If you will do this breathing, I would have to have a problem. See, if I do like this, and if I'm my body potential, when you are breathing in, when you are doing this exercise, when you are inhaling, you have to use your body potential. You don't have to use your back or your neck muscles or anything, and you will see amazing experience. You will see that what exactly you are using when you are inhaling. See,
we you have said that doesn't have to be forcibly.
No, yes, sir. Why? Nature never taught us this. Any forceful thing is negative. So when it is, if I do like this, what is happening? I have a scene here. We have, in that video which I did not play, in that I wanted to show the same thing about the breathing only, that even our lungs has a scene here, right? The God is, and our condition of the body is, we are so blessed that we make mistake here, the God again come here and tell, oh, abhi to nahi nahi, humko aur leke jana hai, andar jaake jab hunga main, usko andar hi lane leke jaake main bitha hi dunga, kuch bhi karke. So we take pollution so forcefully within. So, you know, when you do this, you actually filter the air and you are feeling so good. If you will do right breathing, believe me, that 2 minute breathing also is going to give you a 100% benefit. Even your, if you do this, the first thing which I think you do for 1 minute, it can change that 1 minute. You're all students or anyone who are actually into the rigorous research and all, give yourself 1 minute when you get up from the bed. Give yourself 1 minute when you finish your statistic or something. Just 1 minute. And you saw that 1 minute was quite long. Huh? I want just like that 5 minutes a day. Can you spare that? Believe me, that will change your mental ability, their potential, intelligence. It will help you in your concentration, doing nothing. If I'm in the bus, I don't have to do anything. I'm going home, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to invite that pollution to go into my body. I can just have the shallow breathing. I can allow the breathing to happen. Even if anybody is getting less sleep, this kind of breathing, go to bed. You will fall to sleep like anything. Yes. But then we are not doing consciously.
So
are we doing it?
Is it all about that we are conscious that now we have to be in
mind? No. It's like just simple. Are you simple when you did this exercise, right? For 1 minute. Did you sit like this consciously for yourself for 1 minute? We are either doing pranayama, right? Where I am doing, I wanted to teach you through that 1 minute that you don't have to push yourself. You just have to filter yourself. So when that 1 minute is also a pre-pranayam calmness. You know, whenever you are going into any exercise or anything, you can give this 1 minute to yourself and then step into certain exercise. Which is going to give you some balanced motion. Second, even in the low pillow, you can practice one only, it will take half minute. Would you like to practice that where you are not forcing yourself, just taking a shallow breath in? Believe me, you will feel that when you are exhaling it, you will have a problem and they can do analysis on this. This can be the stress test. Because it's not that easy. You know, this is very easy. Dhakka mara, dhakka marne ke liye humne wo bahut easy hai. Kisi bhi cheez ko dhakka maro, easy hai. But you just take it shallowly and you release that ekdam shallow way. I can bet on that if you can do it. Because it needs lots of lung function capacity to exhale calmly. Exhale itna easily nahi hota hai.
If we inhale normally, with just one nostril, the problem is in exhaling will arise because there is very less amount of air which is going in, which are the same function.
No, then you are a scientist. Do you know that we have air within, there is no space?
Of course, there is.
So you have the air which will try to move out. This is how they try to find their ways and this is how your veins open up. Right? This is how your headache will go. This is how your alveolus will open. This is how your lung expansion will take place. Air will find a place to go out. And when you want to exhale it out, when you, whatever you are taking it, I am telling you, just when you are controlling it, you have to exhale it out. Would you like to do it? Come on. Half minute? Let's do it. Sit straight. Even your sit straight. Just, and you know, don't push so hard. Just close it. It's done. Now, the stretcher is moving on you. It's just button him closely. Take shallow breathing slowly. Close your eyes. Focus there. Shallow breathing. In low. Control karo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 tak bhi kar sakte ho if you are young and you are capable. Then remove the second finger and allow the breath slowly to come out. The same way which you are taking. Again from where you exhale, now start taking from where from where you are exhaling, from where you start taking it, see the difference? It's very difficult when you exhale at that moment your lungs can't resist again to take it, you want to breathe from your mouth. You feel suffocated. This is second level. The third level will come now, which is completely different, which is what my PhD intervention. This is the basic thing. So there I want to attend to the interesting workshop. So there they learn. And that expands your lung function capacity. That even allows you to, you know, breathe better. So this is what I think you are doing. What's your answer, sir?
Can you say that if one takes supplements at this different carbon, something like you
said? Oh, definitely.
Anything. What do you mean by that?
I mean by that you can't take too many supplements, right? Like right now, everybody is popping up B12, B3, then I'm getting iron, then I'm taking multivitamin also, then I'm having my other medicine, then I have to take that medicine. So ultimately, it can work, right? Whatever you accumulated, every medicine or every supplement, more than what you require, your body should have that much capacity to absorb the nutrients which you are taking. So having a right knowledge of nutrients, what you need to take, is very, very important.
And how does one evaluate that?
Sir, evaluation, like you know, if you have a injury, right, so your injury is 6.5. So we are taking a appraisal. So appraisal has a top dosage. But I don't think anybody is doing post check. You know, I am taking up rather than done. I don't do post. We have to, when we start some research, we have to close it, right? So you just see that what you have. It has increased so many times. It has happened that appraisal, in my center, it is compulsory, ma'am. patiently ye kisi ko paisa banane ka kaam hai but they don't understand that we are not doing that I am interested that what is the level of your B3 wo bada hi nahi hai aisa bhi hota hai ki appraisal lene ke baad the body is not supporting that is again a threatening condition B12 lene ke baad bhi B12 badhta hi nahi hai what to do So then you are into the next level of your examination when you are not ending up with cancer or something but you will end up with something good lifestyle that ye tumhari body hai this is what is happening now go for this now don't restrict you know if you can B3 and my body detoxification is very high so this is why my muscles are going to be weak so I need the right choice of exercise I need the right kind of lifestyle that's it if my body is not supporting and then take nutrients on off low 3 mahina low 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, 11 months, 12 months, 13 months, 14 months, 15 months, 16 months, 17 months, 18 months, 19 months, 20 months, 21 months, 22 months, 23 months, 24 months, 25 months, 26 months, 27 months, 28 months, 29 months, 30 months, 31 months, 32 months, 33 months, 34 months, 35 months, 36 months, 37 months, 38 months, 39 months, 40 months, 41 months, 42 months, 43 months, 44 months, 45 months, 46 months, 47 months, 48 months, 49 months, 50 months, 51 months, 52 months, 53 months, 54 months, 55 months, 56 months, 57 months, 58 months, 59 months, 60 months, 61 months, 62 months, 63 months, 64 months, 65 months, 66 months, 67 months, 68 months, 69 months, 70 months, 71 months, 72 months, 73 months, 74 months, 75 months, 76 months, 77 months, 78 months,
On that note, let us thank our speaker today, Dr. Shilpa Desai, once again for very, very useful.
Thank you so much, all of you, for being an active audience to me.
You invite them to do some research. That's nice. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
This is yours, ma'am?
Yeah. No, this is not mine.
Huh?
This is HDMI. Yeah.
Oh.